This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off.
Hi, I'm Tori, and I have been struggling with trichotillomania for I don't even know how long. And right now, mostly it focuses around my eyelashes, a little bit of my eyebrows still. And yeah, it just affects pretty much every single day of my life.
Do you remember a moment when you noticed, maybe for the first time, like, hey, I have some missing eyelashes here, or like a gap is forming? Tell me a little bit about that if you have that memory.
I have one specific vivid memory of a time in middle school where I was writing an essay, and it was like this Halloween essay. And I remember I pulled out eyelashes on one of my eyes, and it must have been like a new thing for me. And I remember I just fixed it in the mirror with mascara on only one eye. And I couldn't even tell you exactly when that was. I just remember that specifically. But the question about when did it start and when did I first notice it is really hard for me because it's so blurry, kind of. I don't have an exact answer, and I wish I did. But I don't. I just sort of remember it, kind of.
Yeah, and many of us are so young. I mean, and then, you talk to your parents and it's like, is this my memory or my parents' memory? And I'm internalizing it. Sometimes it is really, really hard because it also becomes so natural. You know, the hand just comes up and does what it wants to do. And sometimes we don't even know that it's necessarily like an issue or a problem.
Yeah. After I did that first time, I don't even remember when I did that again, because when it first was really becoming a problem, I think later in middle school, maybe beginning of high school, it was really my eyebrows. And for a long time, it wasn't my eyelashes. It was just lots of gaps in the eyebrows all of high school.
Did you have ways to cover it up? I know now, you've mentioned on social media that you will wear, eyelash strips and things like that. Were you able to cover up, or did you try to when you were in middle school and high school?
I didn't. So I had just like brown eyeshadow that I would somehow kind of put in my eyebrows, but I really didn't do a great job covering it up. And it was always kind of known. And then later in high school, when I did eyelashes too, I didn't have fake ones that I would wear. So I would do my best to cover it up with eyeliner and mascara, but still, it wasn't completely covered up. Everybody knew, and that was sort of something I miss in high school, where I don't feel like that today, but because it was such like a closed community, if that makes sense, everyone already knew. Like, I already knew everybody, and we all knew each other, and everybody already knew. I never had to tell someone.
How did that come about? Like, how did you feel comfortable maybe for the first time sharing with everybody around you?
I don't have a memory of telling anybody specifically. It was just kind of something about me. I definitely did it in school. So like my friends would know, and I would ask them like, how does my eyebrow look like after I took a test? And, like relationships I had, their parents would know. And it was just kind of something about me that was known, that I didn't have to like not sit somebody down, but like find the right time to tell someone.
With that, did you have, how do I say this? It's like sometimes people feel, those years, middle school, high school, people may make comments and say, "Hey, where are your eyebrows?" Or it's like kind of hard to maybe navigate that, especially with trichotillomania. Did you have any of that, or were people generally like pretty nice and understanding?
Looking back, I think everyone was pretty nice, probably because I was always the first one to say something, or I don't know how I'd put it, but yeah, I would talk about it to people who, anybody who was around, like my boss, my friends, my, like, I don't even know, teachers. So they couldn't really make fun of me, I guess, if I was already talking about it.
When did you learn the name trichotillomania?
I knew it for a while. I joined a whole bunch of Facebook groups. I must have looked it up. I see everything's kind of, I'm blurry. I don't know any beginnings, but I remember not saying it for a long time. Like, I didn't want to say the word out loud.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it was a big word and it meant a lot, kind of. I'm not really sure. I just didn't say it out loud.
I think for me, sometimes I would just say, "Oh yeah, I just pull out my hair." Like I didn't want to say the name either because it felt like it made it more kind of serious and a little scarier. Like I'm saying this long word
Yeah, that
to,
makes sense.
kids my age, and they're like, "Wait, what?" But like if I say, "Oh yeah, I just pull my hair," they're like, "Okay, whatever."
Yeah, that's a good way. That really explains it, kind of.
How did your parents support you during your hair pulling?
Just allow us to stop it. Just like, don't do that. Or why do you do that? They wouldn't, there was never anything mean, but never, I don't know. I guess they, nothing really came of it. I just kind of did it, and that was that. And they would say, like, stop it.
Is there something that you wish your parents did to support you, maybe differently than what they already had done?
No, I don't think so. Because I, thinking back to like middle school and high school, they wanted me to go to counseling for like other separate reasons, and I was so against it. So I'm sure if they would have suggested that for that, I would have also said no.
Have you had moments where you notice that you're pulling much less? And if you have had those, maybe what attributed to that?
There's times where I definitely have pulled less. I can think back to one summer, and it was probably just because I didn't have homework and it was like vacation. But looking back on pictures when I do have more eyebrows, more eyelashes, I still know that I was pulling. I was just doing maybe a little bit of a better job at pulling like eyebrow hairs that don't really need to be there. Or less eyelashes, or a couple hairs on my head. So I've never felt like cured or that it was gone, just a little bit better at moving it around, I guess.
And have you ever pulled from other places on your body besides your eyebrows and eyelashes?
There's been a couple times I've done my head. There was a tiny little bald spot at the back of my head, but that's not usually a really big problem for me, but it definitely does scare me that one day it could be, and that it could move there, and I wouldn't be able to control it.
If you were to describe what it feels like to pull out your eyelashes and eyebrows, maybe to someone who's never heard of trichotillomania before, how would you describe it to them?
I don't want to say it feels good. I want to say it doesn't hurt. It's like a relief, sort of, if I'm real, like sometimes I'll find myself really needing just a good session to feel better.
Do you usually find that when you go to pull, and it could be, this could be both, but when you go to pull, is it because you feel a sensation on your eyelid that makes you want to pull eyelashes from that area? Or is it something that you like see an eyelash maybe looking a little different than the others that you want to pull?
Yeah, I like this question because I feel like I hear a lot of people say that they feel an itch that they need to pull to like scratch the itch. And I can't say I really relate to that. I think for me personally, it's more in my hands needing to do that. than in like my eyelid or eyebrow per se. Same thing with people say they do it subconsciously and they don't realize that their hand is at their eye. I would say I'm the opposite, where I'm very, very aware and I'm purposely doing that. It doesn't really itch. It's like last night was actually a bad night for me, even though I've was doing pretty good for like 2 weeks. And it started not with any feeling in my eye, like I didn't want to, sort of. And then I did it even though I shouldn't have. And then that's where it like snowballs and I can't stop. But there wasn't a feeling to get me to start. I think it's just more in my hands.
What do you do with the eyelash after it's pulled out?
I need to look at it and then I just flick it. I know people like to, sometimes I'll like feel it on my lips, but not a lot. I just need to look at it.
Is it the same for your eyebrows as well?
Yeah, I just need to know that. 'Cause sometimes you could pull and I always hope that it didn't actually come out, but I need to know if it actually did or not. So that's why I always need to look.
What are some things, I think I know at least one part of your answer, but what are some things that you do to keep your hands busy?
Well, I do make jewelry. So that is something good for me to do, especially getting my fingers like dirty with the jewelry. I'll want to keep them away from my eyes, but it's not something I would go do if I were pulling and I needed to stop. I have little fidget toys that help sometimes. I mostly, if I'm pulling, what I try to do is convince myself to get up. I'm usually sitting or lying and I'm like, I need to go. I need to just get up and I need to look, because it's like not real until I look what I've done and try to convince myself to stop. But that doesn't always work. Sometimes I will go. And I always need to like clean my eyes, sort of, because when you're pulling, they'll get like bent and crooked. And that would be bad. Like I need to wet them, straighten them. Use a curl or to whatever to make them normal again, because it is a little bit of a trigger when they're not straight.
Oh, I'm the same way. It's very, you pull some out and you're like, okay, like I think I'm satisfied, and then you look and they're all bent, like the worst way. I'm like, oh.
Yep. Or when one feels really good coming out and I'm like, okay, I'll be done now. No, I won't. No, I won't. It lasted for 1 second and I wanted to do it again.
And I've had moments where I'll pull one and like my eye starts to water. Like it was like a thick one where I'm like, oh. Like it doesn't hurt, it still doesn't hurt me, but it's like so intense. I'm like, oh, and my eye
Yeah.
waters, and then I go, all right,
I want to do that
another.
again. I'm like, I hope they're all like that.
If you're, using your fingers, do you ever use tweezers or use just strictly hands?
I don't really use tweezers on my eyelashes. I do with my eyebrows, because I'll tell myself, I have you if I were to have all my eyebrows, I would have thick eyebrows, so there's a decent amount of hair that I can pull out and not feel bad about it. Like in the middle, or there's lower hairs. So those are definitely all, well, not all, but usually tweezers. But I will sometimes do that with my fingers too. And there'll be a little one that I just can't get, and I need to go get tweezers. And that could end it, sort of. Like if I'm hyper fixated on this one little one, all I need to do is just get tweezers and pull it out, and then maybe I could be done. Maybe.
So the way that I was introduced to you was on social media. I remember you sharing about your trichotillomania and that you wear false eyelashes and you would like take them off and show people. How did you become so comfortable enough to want to share on social media with everybody?
Well, I do remember I had a really, really viral video. It has like 12 million views, and I have since privated it. But it was me pulling off my fake eyelashes with a curler. And then, everyone was like, oh my God, what happened? And so I had made a follow-up video to that explaining a little bit about like how that would have happened. And I saw your comment and I had followed you on a previous account. So that's why I said I was waiting for you, because I was following you on a different account that I had. But the only way I really feel comfortable explaining it and talking about it online is because I started a new account and don't really have anybody in person on my account. So I kind of left everybody from home behind, and I moved, and I'm making new friends, and I'm living in a new place, going to a new school. And so back to how I felt in high school, where if everybody already knows about it, I don't have to explain it to them. I'd rather people already know.
And yeah, I do remember. I remember that video. I remember the viral one. Why, what made you want to private it?
I don't know. It just wasn't really what I wanted people to see anymore. And I was having a lot of accounts, like really, really big Instagram accounts, wanting to repost it. And I didn't like the idea of that because I had made my follow-up video where everyone could kind of get an answer, and those people wouldn't get that as well. That it was from like a private account. So, not a private account, but like my new secret account. I didn't want it to be posted everywhere.
How did it feel to, receive comments on the explanation video and sharing your trichotillomania and having people relate to it and say, like, hey, I do this too. Thanks for talking about it.
It was so nice. I did get some like really nice messages saying like, me too, and like, thanks for making a video. And that just made me feel like so good because a lot of people do it, and I'm surprised by how many people save it and how many people comment and how many people really do it, and then you don't really see them out in the world, kind of. And that reminds me of a friend that I made in county college a couple years ago. I had been wearing my fake eyelashes already, and we had spent the entire semester like being friends, and it wasn't till the very, very end where I had learned that she did the same thing, and then she learned it about me. And I was like, we would have almost never known. I forget how we both like talked about it and figured it out, but we both were doing that and we had no idea. And then she was like my real in real life, real person friend who we would Snapchat back and forth and say, like, I just did some damage, and she would send me her damage that she did, and we would talk about it. And if you're hiding it, which I mean, I do, but if you're not talking about it, you wouldn't know all these other people in your real life are also doing the same thing.
I had a similar experience where I was working with another teacher for years. I mean, I was at the school for 4 years with this teacher, seeing her every specials. And it was only until I left, my principal like held up my book for everybody, with my experience about trichotillomania. And they're like, he was like, here's Miss Lally's book. And everybody's reading the back, and my heart is beating because this is very early on in my journey. I'm thinking, oh my God, I can't believe these people are going to know this about me. And then she came to my room and was like, hey, I do this too. I didn't know I had a name. And we're crying and hugging, but yeah, you never know until you start to share.
Yeah, lots of people are hiding it, so we can't connect if we're all hiding it.
What is your favorite brand of lashes to use?
I recently changed. I don't know the name of it. It's some weird long name, but I just get it off Amazon.
Did you know Habit Aware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today.
It's pretty much any clusters. And I use a black glue. But any sort of clusters will work. I have never used like a full strip.
Oh.
Yes, I don't even know how to do that. But if you were to have like a couple of lashes, you would put them under your lashes. But I've had lots of times in my life where I've had none at all, and I still wore my fake ones. It was a little bit harder. It takes longer to put them on, and you have to be a lot more careful about like how much your eyes are watering or if you're getting them wet or closing them. But I've still worn fake ones, having none at all. Like none.
I've never used clusters. I've only used like strips, and then I would like cut them so they're not too long. Do find it easier to do the clusters.
I think easier because you can place them like individually. And so on one eye, I'll go like from the outside in, and then on the other one, I can go from the inside out, like from my left or right. But I think easier. I've never had any success with a strip.
Good to know. That's interesting. How would you describe your relationship with your trichotillomania now versus when you were younger?
It's definitely part of me, but it I still wish it wasn't. Like it wouldn't be, if that is not a bad thing to say.
It's your experience. Yeah, definitely share your truth.
It just makes me mad at myself for doing something that I know will upset me.
On those harder days, the days where you feel very upset and discouraged, how do you build yourself back up?
Getting ready, I guess. I would put on fake ones, definitely. And even I can think back to when I would do my eyebrows more. If I were to make a gap, even before bed, I would do my eyebrows. I would fill it in with my little brown eyeshadow, just so I, even though I was alone in my room going to sleep, I still wanted to like know that I could fix it, sort of wearing fake eyelashes, that it's a little bit of a slippery slope because I, before I had found fake eyelashes and really could just put them on and hide everything, the only thing that would really stop me from like a really bad pull session was, how am I going to cover this up? How is it going to look? How am I, like, I need something left, to go to school to be seen. And so as soon as I had fake eyelashes to cover them up, I was like, okay, well, now I can just get rid of all of my real ones. I don't need them anymore. And so I wish maybe I hadn't done that. Well, no, because I it just make me feel better that I know I could just cover it up when I need to. But that was like a thing that I was like, oh, well, now that I have fake ones, they could just all go. Another and trigger for me that I think is kind of funny is compliments. If someone were to tell me, like my close friend or my parents say, like, oh, like you have a lot right now, or your eye looks good, like you've grown a lot. I'm like, no, I don't want to know that. Don't tell me. Because now in my head, I have enough. They look good. I can get rid of some. Like I can spare some now that they look good. So I'm like, don't even, like, I know on my one eye I have a lot right now, but like I don't want to think about it. Like I'm trying to convince myself I don't.
I'm giggling back here because that I literally feel the same way. Like I feel like I jinx myself. Like even if I don't say it out loud, if the thought, I'm in the mirror and I'm like, oh wow. Like, oh
Yeah, don't
great.
even think
Yeah.
it. And oh, when I'm starting to have a lot, I'll curl my eyelashes and put on mascara because I can't always, actually, I can rarely put on mascara. And I'm like telling myself, no, I'm not allowed to do that anymore. I can't, because that tells me, like, oh, I have a decent amount. No, I can't do that. I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
Literally the same thing. I haven't worn mascara probably, gosh, I want to say like 3 or more years because I had an experience where I finally had like a full set and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm so amazing. Look at me go. Like I'm so proud. I'm so like beautiful. And I was wearing mascara every day. And then one day I said, let me just tug this. Let me just tug. Like nothing will come out this gentle tug. And like 5 came out right in the same area. So I went from full set to
Oh
this huge
no.
gap. Yes. And I'm like, oh, great. So it completely like relapsed. Like they ended up all being gone. And I blame the mascara because I'm like, you made my eyelashes brittle. Who knows if that's actually true? But I blame that thing because, ugh.
I remember one video. Oh, when they're coming out too easily, and I can relate to that. I'm like, no, like it's supposed to like be like a struggle, and I'm supposed to like look at my fingers, and there's not supposed to be one there. But then I look, and it doesn't really feel like one came out, and then there's three, and I'm like, no, like if they're gonna come out, I better at least feel it.
Exactly, because then it's like a waste. I'm like, why would I remove you if you're just falling out naturally anyway? Like that just would annoy me. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
it is a waste. If I don't, if it's just, if I see it and I didn't feel it, like, what a waste.
Yeah, there's no reward there. I could have just like
Yeah,
rubbed
that's it. There's
my
no
eye.
reward. Yeah, sometimes they do, it does feel like a reward.
I love seeing you on social media. I love you go on live. Like you are
Well,
killing it.
thanks.
Like you're doing so
I
good. Like
do. I go live a lot, but there's not always a lot of people there.
but that's so cool. Like, do you feel like that maybe even helps your trichotillomania because like you're on the camera, so you're not maybe going to be pulling at all.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't really do that in person, or not in person, but like, yeah, on camera. And then I've had a similar thought with, I'm writing essays and doing homework is hard for me. Like, that's a trigger. So then I thought to myself, I should really be doing my essays on campus, like in person. And maybe it wouldn't be so. So then I would have, people around, and I wouldn't be like hunched over and really focused on doing that when I shouldn't.
What do you wish people knew about BFRBs?
That I'm not doing it because I want to. I don't want to be pulling out my eyelashes. It's just something that I do. It's not fun. I'm not doing it for any reason other than I do it.
Would you have any advice that you would like to share with listeners? Maybe they want to start sharing their experience on social media.
Advice is hard because I wish I had the answer and I wish I could just cure everybody. I would just say that it's okay. And so many more people do it than you know, and that it's not your fault. I would tell them to really try to figure out what their triggers are and avoid those as much as possible.
Thank you.